Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This video is about immigration into the United Kingdom because just a couple of days ago, immigration figures were released and net immigration into the United Kingdom is much higher than was thought. From June 2023 to June 2024, it was thought to be a net figure of 700,000. It now turns out it's more like 900,000, which is the highest ever by quite some way. Wow. Think back to David Cameron vowing to get it to under 100,000 net per annum, and it's nine times that figure. It's never come anywhere near net 100,000 since then. Remember what the net figure is. Take into account the people coming in and the people going out and the totality of that. That's the net figure. And bear in mind, till the 1980s, the late 80s, the UK had net emigration, more people moving out of the UK, particularly moving to the United States, Canada, Australia, maybe some Western European countries. So a high majority of people think that immigration is too high, and many would say it's far too high. Is immigration a good thing or a bad thing? Well, in some ways, it's a good thing. It's a sign that it's an attractive country. I mean, Tony Blair, not a man I agree with a lot, but he hit the bullseye when he said the fundamental question about any country is, are people trying to get in or people trying to get out? And if people want to come in, that shows us a nice place to be. And this disproves yet again the left's cry, racist, 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 everything, everyone is racist, the United Kingdom is fundamentally racist, and all that sickening nonsense. Why do people of all races come to the United Kingdom? Because they want to suffer racism? Are you out of your mind? The UK is one of the least racist places in the world. I'd rather no racialism at all. And I embrace multiracial Britain. I wouldn't care if the UK never had a white prime minister again or never had a PM who was, of any whatever, ethnically British, could be an ethnic minority white, like ethnically Romanian, ethnically Spanish, anything, and so on. So that is a healthy sign that it's so attractive and free and all the rest of it. The human rights situation is so good. But that puts a strain on housing because there's only so much space, there are only so many houses. It puts a strain on public services. And I know some immigrants work in public services and work in the NHS. 50% of nurses in the United Kingdom are from overseas. Without them, there would be no NHS. And of doctors, it's not as high as 50%, but it's a lot. So they can be part of the problem and part of the solution. When I say they're part of the problem, I'm not being judgmental, not saying they're evil. And everyone has the right to health care, whether they're an immigrant or not, even if they're an illegal immigrant. Come on, we can't let these people die, and so on. Goodness, and just public transport, more passengers on the train, more cars on the road, and so forth. And where people move into offer the most crowded places in the UK already, like London, Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, wherever. If they're mostly going to Northeast England, that'd be different. Now, I know housing is multifactorial, like many problems, and isn't there over a million empty homes in the United Kingdom? If they're going to have house three people on average, that'd be 3 million people. The housing problem would be almost solved. So that's another problem. And, you know, the NHS, we can't scapegoat immigrants completely. I don't want to scapegoat anyone, but it is one of the factors behind it. It might also be underinvestment or people thinking they're mentally ill when they're just doing the wrong job. You know, people feel stressed, not because they've got some psychiatric disorder, but simply for socioeconomic reasons. And that's the solution to it, is to change job or something. So there are pros and cons. I certainly don't want zero immigration. That would be daft. So some immigration is good and should see, well, what is the needs assessment? We need people to work in these sectors. We need IT engineers or surgeons or whatever. And partly because British people are unwilling to do menial, low-paid jobs as farm labourers, as cleaners, chambermaids, and so forth. I mean, in London, it's very, very rare to be served by a waiter, waitress, barman, barmaid who's British of any race. So we've got to get more people to do this and say being on benefits is not a career. One of the few things Labour said they've applauded is say that, you know, young people are going to be required to work and you can't be on benefits forever. No, it's to get back into work. But they talk a tough game on this. But when Ian Duncan Smith tried to solve people scamming the system, claiming to disability benefit when they're not actually disabled, a Labour obviously tore into him. And inevitably, some mistakes were made. And a few people were assessed as fit for work when they weren't. And obviously it can go the wrong way around, as saying you're unfit for work when you actually are. If you describe the right systems, the right symptoms, you can game the system. If you tell the doctor it hurts wherever, he or she cannot prove to the contrary, and so forth. So yeah, immigration, and this is going to just going to keep on rising. Apparently there's a slight dip now. The numbers from the Office of National Statistics came out. The Conservative government, they tightened the rules right before they left office, and the benefit that might be felt a little bit on. Okay, so arrivals and departures. So those who came in, 58,000 were British citizens anyway, just coming back. 116,000 were from European countries, not just EU countries, but the countries EU plus, like Liechtenstein, Iceland, Norway, and Switzerland. Remember, they've got to deal with the European Union. EU citizens get to live in those countries, don't have to fill out a single form of the right to work there, but there's reciprocity. And so therefore, Norway, Iceland, Liechtenstein, and Switzerland, their citizens can live and work in the European Union, have that right. So 86% of the immigration is from non-EU countries. That's over a million people. So if it weren't for Brexit, it'd be even higher. There'd be even more people from the European Union. So the majority of people who came were under 64, were adults 16 to 64, so working age. So 17% of people who came were under 16, so not allowed to work even part-time. Now, 8% of those who came claimed asylum, 84,000 people. Now, the settlements came through a regular route, through a legal port of entry, flying or taking the ferry or whatever, or even crossing the border from the Republic of Ireland, then claiming asylum. Usually they came from countries that required visas, got a business visa, tourist visa, student visa, and then claimed asylum. Some of them claimed illegally in the small boats crossing the Channel, or just illegally crossed the border from the Republic of Ireland, because people might stop you and check you on the road, just get off and walk through the fields. Okay, so the one thing is to take foreign students out of this, and most figures don't count this. I have an academic friend who says, and then there's this hysteria against foreign students are bringing money into the country and keeping universities alive. A lot of them are going to go bust because they can't have it. It's more difficult. You can't bring your spouse with you, blah, blah, blah. And I do disagree with some of the stricter rules that you cannot bring your foreign spouse in if you earn under £38,000 a year. That's outrageous. Everyone has the right to love, rich or poor. What about the right to family life? And so if I marry someone who's like a billionaireess, her money doesn't count at all, even if she brings it all in. It's only my money, which is grossly unfair, and so on. So 432 student visas were granted. So almost half of those coming in were students, but they're doing a lot of work as well. So anyway, so since this year, postgraduate students aren't allowed to bring in their dependents, as in spouse or children, unless their course is part of a research program. So fewer people are going to want to come. Anyway, so it's going to reduce this, but we do really need certain sectors. The government has said healthcare workers, pharmacists, graphic designers, construction workers, vets, people who work in farming and fishing and stuff like that. There's a separate system for seasonal workers who come in for a few months to pick fruit or look after poultry in particular. But they often get a 6-month visa. But it's a pain in the neck. I mean, I know someone who married a Cuban. It was very, very difficult to get her husband a visa. Finally doing it, 6-month visitor visa, upgrade to a 3-year visa. Will it be extended? Will he get to permanent residency? Blah, blah, blah. And people's lives are so stressful because of it. So obviously immigration needs to be reduced for the reasons I've adumbrated, but immigration is good to some extent. And it's partly the UK's own fault for not forcing its own people to work. Have no immigration would be daft. So I'm not against any nationality, race, or religion. It's fine to be more ethnically diverse, but like most things, it can be good up to a point. Too much of it can be harmful, like anything, like food, like water, like heat, like cold. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.